Este es un podcast de Radio Universidad de Guadalajara en Autlán.
Estética y filosofía de vida en los géneros musicales. Ya estamos de vuelta.
I have a ton of new music coming out. I have a new EP dropping end of 2022 called the Rosa EP. And then I have a really big single coming out called Danger coming out in January. So that's gonna be absolutely huge. I've been playing at so many shows. I think I'm at 60 shows at the moment, playing around the world. And it's going to be, even getting better at it towards the end. So I have a tour that I'm doing with Kid South from Philadelphia. It's a live stream tour, so people around the world can watch it and view this really cool presentation and live stream performance by the both of us. So you do not want to miss that. That's going to be at the end of November. So, and I'm playing with tons of bands from around Mexico. So there's so many I can't even like name them all, but yeah, it's been really fun. I can't wait to play in Mexico City next year.
Strange things are happening in the desert. The state of police issued out a warning to not pick up any hitchhikers in between Tucson and Phoenix, not pick up any hitchhikers inside the road.
I am sorry, I don't understand. How did we end up insane? We lost our footing on the way.
Yeah, I absolutely love Mexico. It really started when I was, you know, about 13 or 12. I'm not really sure, but took my first trip down to Mexico, and I was living with the family, and I went down to Tijuana, and I was got adopted. They called me Juan Luis Martinez, and. Yeah, they showed me so much about what family means, and obviously about music. They were one of my biggest teachers, the whole family. They played everything, and they taught me how to play. I had to learn every single Maná song on the bass, and I loved it. I loved every single second. Also, my mom lives in Tecate, so the connection to Mexico for me is it runs very, very deep, and so when I am going out there in December, actually, in Hermosillo, and then when I go to Mexico City in April, it's gonna be like a homecoming. You know, every single time I go down there, it feels like one big family reunion, because just the people is just so inviting and so welcoming. It makes my heart explode. So yeah, it's all so great. One of the best things about playing down in Mexico, and what we're gonna do is you know, with the song Bad Things and all the other music, it resonates so much with people that listen to it. You know, just talking about you know, the dreams and aspirations and how they, you know, we all feel, you know, especially me, feel like, you know, being held back by, you know, you know, by people who don't want to see, you know, so succeed. And so Bad Things is, you know, it's a part of that. So when I play Bad Things down in Mexico, it's really, really cool to see the crowd sing it back. And it creates very special moments, you know, for me. And I always think about that all the time. One of the coolest memories of playing down in Mexico was I played at a Fiesta de Hermosillo, which was so cool. Then I went back to the United States and I went to a bank and somebody came up to me and was like, "My family loves your music." And it was all the way down in Hermosillo, in Sonora. So those moments is what I live for. And that's why I'm super excited to actually get back to Mexico and play. Because again, it feels like home. It 100% feels like home. My mom already lives there. My adopted family lives there. And it just feels like home. So I'm very excited to go back. I'm excited to share all this new music. I'm excited to hug every single person because it's going to be one big film reunion.
Sensualidad y pasión unidas en la música, cine y la literatura en la radio universitaria. La escena musical en la voz aterciopelada de Musas. Terminamos la emisión de hoy. Hasta la próxima.
Este es un podcast de Radio Universidad de Guadalajara en Autlán.